The wolves of Michigan's Isle Royale National Park have not been doing well, but there's some unexpected good news. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Earlier this year, researchers from Michigan Technological University reported there were just 8 wolves left on the island, and they reported that they were unable to find any evidence of pups born to those wolves. But now that's changed. Michigan Tech researcher Rolf Peterson heard 2 or 3 wolf pups on the island this summer. Peterson doesn't have phone access on the island, but by email, he told me he thinks the pups were born this spring, and they were probably born to a pack called the West End Trio. The wolf population on the island is highly inbred. Peterson says the fact that pups were born means the wolves have not lost all genetic viability, but he says it also doesn't mean that they're about to recover. The National Park Service is in the process of figuring out what to do about the island's wolves. Park Superintendent Phyllis Green joins me now. Does the news about the wolf pups affect what you might do?
Well, we are excited that there are pups this summer, and in that sense, the wolves at Isle Royale continue to surprise us with their resiliency. And I think that's one of the questions that we have, is whether we disrupt the current pack orders or whether we let them live their lives there until such time as it passes. So at this point in time, we're still in the deliberative stage. We're happy to hear that there's an addition to the wolf population, but they're still tenuous, and it is still a significant decision, and the pups perhaps add a little bit more to the timeline.
The last time we talked, the 3 main options were let the current population go extinct and do nothing, let the current population go extinct and then reintroduce wolves to the island, or attempt to genetically rescue the current population by bringing in some new wolves. Are those still the 3 main options?
Well, those are still viable, but we're going to take a look at a couple other options and put them on the table shortly as part of scoping, which is our term for getting public input on significant environmental decisions. So we're right at the phase right now of putting some material out to the public to take them a look at those 3 alternatives, plus potentially 1 or 2 more.
When we think about the National Park Service and Isle Royale National Park in particular, which is mostly wilderness, how difficult is it for the Park Service to think about intervening and having a human hand in what's going on there?
Wilderness is a factor, but it doesn't preclude action, is what I would tell you. It's a combination of a number of policies. I think most of the American public does want their parks to be relatively hands-off, with nature taking the lead in how change occurs at a park. For the most part, that's what happens at Isle Royale. The question that is raised, of course, is the fact that with climate change and the potential loss of this ice bridge being frequent enough for genetic replenishment, should you make a change in policy at this point in time? And that's why we're taking the time to discuss it pretty thoroughly.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Phyllis Green is the superintendent of Isle Royale National Park. You can let the Park Service know what you think. You can find contact information on our website, michiganradio.org. That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.